USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump tweeted on Monday, it doesn't matter if Iranian terrorist Qasem Soleimani posed an imminent threat to the United States because of his horrible past. The president also says on Twitter that his national security team agreed on the imminent threat posed by Soleimani that led to the decision to kill him. White House National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien on Fox News says the sanctions on Iran are working.
There's been a real impact on the Iranian economy and on the resources available to the terrible Iranian regime as a result of the maximum pressure campaign. So
a group of 31 Senate Democrats are blasting the Trump administration's vaping policy for exempting from a new ban on menthol-flavored e-cigarettes any e-liquids that are not in a cartridge. Democrats believe the loopholes in the policy will place millions of children at risk of addiction. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another Democrat is out of the race for the White House. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
On Sunday morning, he was campaigning hard in Iowa.
That's the urgency I feel in this moment, is to make sure we have a nominee that can reach out to all of our party.
But come Monday morning, Cory Booker released a different message.
Today, I'm suspending my campaign for president with the same spirit with which it began.
Booker's campaign theme was hope and optimism, and in a statement to supporters, he says he still believes in the message, accusing President Trump of promoting only hate and division. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Queen is agreeing to a transition period as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle leave as full-time royal family members. In a statement from Buckingham Palace, Queen Elizabeth II says the family had very constructive conversations and they're entirely supportive of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King says there's a new number one at the box office.
You have a brother in the 2nd Battalion.
Yes, sir.
They're walking into a trap. Your orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack.
The new movie about World War I, 1917, is tops at the box office with $36.5 million in receipts. Dropping down to number two, Star Wars, Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, with $15.1 million. Number three, Jumanji, The Next Level, with $14 million. At number four, Like a Boss, with $10 million. Practically tying it, number five, Just Mercy, with Brie Larson, also at $10 million. At number six, Little Women, still hanging on, with $7.7 million. The scary thriller Underwater is at number 7 with $7 million. At number 8, Disney's Frozen 2 bringing in $5.8 million. Number 9, Knives Out, still on the charts hanging in with $5.7 million. And Spies in Disguise at number 10 bringing in $5.1 million.
And the College Football National Championship game is set to take place tonight between the LSU Tigers and Clemson Tigers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.